USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held at full capacity. Primary election day in seven states. Very good to Joe Biden, the former VP winning Democratic primaries in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Biden now only about 100 delegates short of locking up the nomination. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa was defeated in a Republican primary race. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says violent protests in response to George Floyd's death are pushing the U.S. further and further away from progress.
This selfish violence takes us farther away from any national healing or forward progress. It does not bring positive change any closer. It simply pushes it farther away.
McConnell speaking at a Senate session yesterday, addressing the long Congress to-do list, which addresses not just the violent nationwide protests, but also working on the CARES Act and reopening the United States after the coronavirus pandemic. He says there is plenty of work to do, and they still have items on the agenda from long before the pandemic began. Pope Francis saying racism in the U.S. needs to be confronted, but he, in his morning live-streamed message, warns that violence is self-destructive and it's self-defeating. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former Defense Department official resigning from an advisory committee after the forcible removal of protesters from in front of the White House on Monday evening. James Miller resigning his position on the Defense Science Board. His letter of resignation is published in the Washington Post, in which he blames Defense Secretary Mark Esper of violating his oath by backing the use of rubber bullets and flashbangs on peaceful protesters. Miller did serve as the Undersecretary of Defense for policy from 2012 to 2014. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is on track to get a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by early 2021. The nation's top infectious disease specialist making the revelation yesterday during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. He added by mid-summer of this year, the possible formula is expected to be tested on nearly 30,000 volunteers between ages 18 and 55. Volunteers include people over that age bracket as well with underlying health conditions. And a father-to-be taking heat on the internet for wanting to name his baby Cube, as in Rubik's Cube. He's said to be a math genius. It would be great, and he thought it would be cute to reference that in his name. But the wife says she'd rather call her son anything than what he's suggesting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.